Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. We are still in the preparation day hours. Sun is soon to set. So I just want to welcome each and every one of my brothers and sisters, friends and family, those that are listening near and far. Welcome this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. My name is Carla, and I am your host this evening. Glad that you can join us to worship with us in spirit and in truth. Amen. So we will start with a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, we thank you ever so much for blessing us. We thank you for health, for strength. We thank you for another Sabbath day is coming, Lord. We so look forward to it, Lord. I thank you, Father, for setting aside one day for us, Lord. The Sabbath was created for us because you knew that our body will be worn down and we will be tired in body and mind and spirit, Lord. And you have set aside this Sabbath day for us. I thank you, Lord. And I praise you. And I thank you for knowing more about thee and about the fourth commandment to keep the Sabbath holy, to come apart from labors and work and heartaches and headaches and just rest with you. Each and every day we should worship you, but the Sabbath is a special day, a holy day set apart where we should do no work. Lord, I ask that you will bless each and every one of my brothers and sisters, whatever country they're in. Some are already in the Sabbath hours. Some are coming out of it, Lord. But we just thank you that we can celebrate the Sabbath. And we can praise you and glorify and magnify your name. Lord, bless the speaker or the message that will be coming at the 8 o'clock hour. Lord, may you fill each and every one of us with your Holy Spirit, O Lord. May you consecrate our heart to you. May you bind us to you, Lord, so that we will rather obey than receive. Whatever the devil have for us, that we will rather die and obey your truth, your law, so that we can see you in glory, so that we can live forever. We thank you ever so much, Lord. Bless us again. Forgive us of our sins, our trespasses, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen, amen. Again, welcome. One, welcome all. Glad you can join us, and I will be reading from a devotion, prophecy devotion, TDG, and I'll start at paragraph 221, page 221, paragraph 2. It said, in our work for God, we shall meet with much opposition. By falsehood and deception, the Jews strove to keep the people from believing on Christ. Today, false teacher will restore to any means to keep people from obtaining a knowledge of the truth. There are those who love error more than they love truth, because truth is opposed to their inclination and their course of action. They refuse to repent and to be converted, even though the evidence for truth is clear and convicting. They do not want to search the scripture to see if these things are so. There lies the cross to be lifted. But they are unwilling to deny self. God asked them to keep holy his Sabbath, but they refuse to give up their own way. continue. A great and solemn work is before the people of God. They are to come close to Christ in self-denial and self-sacrifice, their one aim being to give the message of mercy to all the world. Some will work in one way and some in another, as the Lord shall call and lead them. But they are all to strive together, seeing to make the work a perfect whole. With pen and voice, God's servant are to labor for him. Printed word of truth is to be translated into different tongues. To all people, the gospel is to be preached. So we see that the gospel is to be preached to all people before the end shall come. And God has man, woman, child to carry the gospel message throughout the world. So we want to choose to be a disciple of the Lord, to present this special message to those in our family, our friends, neighbors, and those that we come in contact with. I will read another paragraph until we have someone join us, and press one so that they can share. Unconsecrated minds will place hindrance in the way of God's work, as they have done in the past. But do not stop to enter into controversy and create disagreeable issue. If hindered in one way, be ready to honor God by working in a way that is open. In due time, obstacle that now seems insurmountable will be removed. God can remove obstacles in ways most unexpected when he sees that by doing this, he can best glorify his name. Trials will come, but there are many who are walking at cross purpose with God. Be sure that you are walking before him in meekness and humility. You will be misjudged. But the evil talkers will be ashamed if you reveal the sweetness of Christ's character. And this is also in letter 193, July 31st, 1901, to Dear Children, TDG 221, and paragraph 5. So again, we have all this truth, and we ought to share with others how to meet opposition. And 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20 through 21, it says, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babbling and opposition of science, falsely so-called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. So we see there's many who is concerning the faith. They're going a wrong course. They're not taking the right course. So we have to pray for such a one, and we have to point them back to the right course. Amen. We have to point them back to the Lord. And if anyone would like to share, please press 1 so that I can open your line. Okay. Check to see if anyone to share yet. Again, welcome, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. Happy Sabbath. 24988. Good evening. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath. We have about another Amen. Minute or two here, but it might be Sabbath somewhere. We're on the brink of the Sabbath. And I just want to thank God for his grace, for his mercy, for his faithfulness. I know a week ago, Sister Carla actually called you, and was not able to even come on the line because I was in so much pain from the injury that I suffered. However, a week later, a week and a day later, I can stand here to say that I serve a God that is a healing God. I serve a God that through his son, Jesus Christ, I know that by his stripe I'm healed. I was able now to walk. I actually returned back to work today. I'm not 100% limping. However, I am alive and I can walk. And so I give God honor, glory, and praise because you don't know what you don't have until it's gone. I didn't know how much I rely on my right leg until I was not able to use it. I was not, you know, looking at the fact that there are individuals out there that has no legs. And I have legs, and I sometimes take them for granted. So I thank God for his grace, his mercy, his faithfulness towards me. I returned back in the building. I was covering a first grade class. It wasn't bad. However, I had to kind of walk some long journeys to go get the kids. But nonetheless, what the enemy has made for bad, God has turned it out for good. Amen. You know, when somebody's intentionally doing something to you to have you to either quit or to get upset or to agitate you or to walk off or to say, I'm not coming in. But I am reminded that I'm a child of God and we are more than conqueror. And through Christ Jesus, we can do all things. So I just want to ask you to continue to pray for me. And I thank you for praying for me because I know that the effectual prayers of the righteous avail it much. And I'm getting healing through Jesus Christ. Amen? So just continue listening.
Amen.
Happy Sabbath to everyone because now it's the Sabbath for me. So happy Sabbath, everyone.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for sharing. What a mighty God we serve, as you stated. God is good, and he is in the business of healing, restoring. He is in the business of forgiving, blessing, and doing miracles for us, his dear children, who act, who's obedient, sometimes we're not obedient, but we're asking and we're pleading, and he's hearing it, and he's answering, and he's blessing us. What a blessing, my dear sister. Thank you again for sharing, and God is good. He's worthy to be praised, and we should share these testimonies with others, those we come in contact with, to let them know what a mighty God we serve. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller again. Thank you for joining us. Happy Sabbath or happy preparation day, whatever time of the day you're in. 225-337, your line is now open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. I am happy to be here on this Sabbath day that we are in the land of the living. It's truly a blessing that God allowed us to see another Sabbath. So I just want to start here. I want to read from my book, Sunday is Not the Bible Sabbath. So I've been handing these books out to people around me when I go out. And I hand it to people that talk about the Word of God or, you know, just see what kind of interest they have in the Word. And I've been handing this out, so my husband and I reading it ourselves as we give it to others. So I just like to read this part about, so there we have it, 8 texts where Sunday is mentioned in the New Testament and no indication of a new holy day, much less a direct command by God of heaven to observe it in place of the seventh day. And so I'm going to continue to read this if I have time, Sister Carl. I won't do nothing but read, okay? It says, thank God every day of your life for the Bible. It is your pathway to Christ and to eternal life. Never leave the pathway for that which or learned men may tell you. If their ideals do not agree with the Word of God, and you had better stay with the plain word of the scriptures. But there are some who will tell you that no command to keep Sunday is needed. For Revelation 1:10 proves that we should now keep the first day instead of the seventh day. As it says, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. and I heard behind me a great voice as a trumpet, Revelation 1:10. First, there is no mention of Sunday in this verse, nor in the verses around it. Second, we can only understand one scripture, AL passage, by comparing another scripture passage. This is the proper way to study the Bible. John lived with Jesus throughout his earthly ministry, and he well knew the day of the Lord. For 3 years, they had kept it each week, for Jesus habitually kept the Bible Sabbath. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. Luke 4:16. John tells of an experience he had on the Lord's Day, John 1:10. This beloved disciple has personally heard Jesus public declare that he was the Lord even of the Sabbath day. And you read that, Mark 12:8 and Mark 2:28. And John well knew that God in the Old Testament repeatedly said that the seventh day was the Sabbath day of the Lord, which such a background of information as this, feasible that the loyal disciples should regard another day as the day of his Lord and Master, when no other day was ever commanded in Scripture. The only day mentioned in the Bible as being the Lord's day is the seventh day of the week, the Bible Sabbath. The expression founded in Isaiah 58 is good example of this. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thine own pleasure on my holy day, God is here describing the Sabbath. So then, what day is the Lord's day of the Bible? The Bible clearly tells us that the seventh day is the day of the Lord. And I will stop right there. As I was reading this, this book is so clear on how it directs everyone to the Sabbath day, the seventh-day Sabbath. And it shows you Revelation 1:10 did not specifically speak of any day, but he said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. If they look at Scripture and the Bible tell us, he said, line up on line and precept on precept, meaning we got to go here a little and there a little and find, as Christ said. And when he was in the temple, he said, have you not read what Isaiah has spoken about me? Those things repeat. So I just praise God for his word that no one, I'm not talking about Sunday or people that's Baptist, I'm talking about anyone that want to say that Sunday is the Lord's day. Nowhere in the scripture it speaks of that. So I just want to give God thanks, and I want to praise him. And I remember when I shared the word with Brother Ray, before we got married, Brother Ray told me, he said, I couldn't find that nowhere in the Bible. And I say, praise God. So I just thank you, Sister Carter, for opening my line. And I just want to give God all praise. God don't make no mistake, sister. He said every word is sure, and it will not come back unto him void. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing, reading that, Sister Leola. What a powerful testimony. And I was just going to read Isaiah 58. So praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit is working. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 58. I usually start from 12 to 14, but praise the Lord. Thank you again for sharing. We have scriptures line upon line, like you said, precept upon precept, that tell us about the Sabbath over and over. And there's just a couple scriptures that tells about Sunday, Jesus risen on Sunday, but he said he's not going to change his law, his commandment. He's not going to change them, you know. So we have the truth, and it's in the Bible. So praise the Lord. Amen. Again, I'll go to the next caller. Thank you for joining us, brothers and sisters. I just want to welcome each and every one of you near and far. Welcome those that are in the Netherlands, in Japan, China, Canada, throughout the United States and in the Caribbean, and those that will be joining this rebroadcast. Welcome you this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. Happy Sabbath, each and every one of you. So I'll go ahead and open the line for 985-232. Your line is now open.
Good evening, Sisters and Brothers.
Amen.
It's Sister Brenda. I want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up this morning. Just want to thank him for being a mighty God we serve. I would like to read a devotion prayer. Father, I commit my dream, my goal, and plans to you. Lord, help me to let go of the ideas that you are asking me to leave behind and conform my heart to yours. Make your thoughts and my thoughts and your ways and my ways so that I may walk faithfully in your purpose. For your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I just want to thank the Lord for his works and his words. They're so encouraging. And this is what we all want to walk into. The Lord's word, the Lord's everything. You just want to do and be like him. And we just pray and ask him to guide us each and guide us one step at a time so that we can be like him and get to know him and study his word and as a group like we do now and continue praying one for another so that we can continue doing his works. And I just thank God for everything because he's an awesome and loving God. So I just want to pray for Advent Light, our family members, those off the line, those on the line, wherever they may be. Pray for the sick, the homeless, those in the nursing home, those off and on the line, Sister Power and all the organizations our brothers and sisters have. Pray that they get the health and strength, they can continue going on and on, especially you too, Sister Carla. Y'all get the strength and health. Finally, y'all get the rest tomorrow, and we all get the rest, but I know the workers and all them, they need a rest. And thank God for each and every one. Just want to pray one for another, our sisters and brothers. Amen. That's it. That's it, Sister Carla.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing, Sister Brenda. Yes, we have to keep each other in prayer. And, you know, God waits to hear our prayer. He wants to hear from each and every one of us as we intercede for each other in our private prayer and also on this line. And as we come together, worshiping in spirit and truth and just thanking the Lord for another day, many is not here to thank him and give him glory, but we ought to thank him because he's worthy to be praised and we're here. We should be so thankful all the blessings that we are receiving. Oh, we just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you. Have mercy upon us, Lord, and those that don't know you and not thanking you and worshiping you like they ought to. Help us to rightly represent you. Lord, help us, help us. And I'll go to the next caller. Again, thank you for joining us. 518-951. Your line is now open. Good evening. Happy Sabbath.
Good evening, my dear beloved Sister Carla, and good evening and happy Sabbath, my dear beloved family. This is Sister Powell calling from Kingston, Jamaica. I just want to give God thanks and praise for the many blessings that he has restored upon myself and my family, the whole family, Sister Carla, all of us, when we join together, we are all family together. And when we heard, you know, the wonderful testimony and praise, you know, and prayer, we have to give God thanks and praise for that. I was just a while ago, my dear beloved Sister Carla, on the veranda, sat down there, and I was just singing songs. Don't forget the Sabbath, the golden morning is fast approaching. And while I was on there, just myself singing and, you know, just joyful singing the wonderful song, I saw Carl Job up in, you know, and when I was there, I didn't expect anyone at that time because the guy came early, a little earlier, he and a group, a carpool, and they said they were going down to a friend. So eventually I was there just singing myself, happy, joyful. It was one of my nephews, you know, my nephew, my niece, you know, children's father. I just said my nephew. They came down from America, so he's here. So he said he wanted, was to use the restroom, so he came up, but I will be seeing him. I will be seeing him Monday. So I just did that. So he came on the veranda, sitting down with me and singing the song, and he joined me. We were singing, don't forget the Sabbath, you know, welcome, welcome, blessed Sabbath day. And he joined me a little. He spent around 10 minutes with me because he has to go back down for the group, you know. And I just said, you know, you guys be careful, you know, today is the Sabbath. And, you know, they are not Sabbath people, but, you know, you have to remind your family member how important the Sabbath is. So that is it. But I just want to give God thanks that wherever I am, my dear beloved, you know what? They find me, brother, my nephew, my niece, my community, and from they know that I am here. They will come to see, look for me. So you will be coming to spend the day Monday, you know. And I said, sure, you can come and spend the whole time, and you will be going back home with Tuesday. So ask you to pray for the group of them. Quite a few of them come down every year. So I just want to give God thanks for that. I just want to give God thanks and praise for the many blessings, my dear sister, today. You know, it's time for us to give praises for what God has done. God has done so much. I will start from one project, you know, the feeding project, my dear Sister Carla and family. You know, it has been growing rapidly, my dear sister. And this week, so Wednesday, it was my time to fix the meal. And I fixed the meal. And I bought 50 boxes at around. Before the boxes, they was still, I came and I said to them, it's Children's Day. And I pack out the children's lunch, my sister, and pack them on the table. And there were just the children and the children's parents coming for the lunch. And when I saw how smooth it happened, you know, and I think we gave out around 60, you know, children dishes. And I just want to say thank God for what God has been doing. And this morning, it came to me, a family in another little community district, we used to have a AY, you know, and sometimes Bible study, children Bible study, at this grandfather home. And that area is a little difficult sometimes. Some people say that it's too far for them to deliver the lunch. And it just came to me, why can't you just get the lunch there and ask the grandson, you know, because we used to. So I saw the grandson, Sister Carla, and I said, good morning, how are you doing? You know, and I said, you remember what we used to do at the house when your grandfather was there? He said, yes, Sister Forrest. I remember you guys come and you sing and you pray and you have a good time. So you'll say, okay, you remember. So I'm asking you, you know, the permission that we can come there to prepare, not that we're not coming here to prepare the lunch. It's going to be prepared already in box. And those children and family over that side, they will just come at your location and it will be a little nearer. And he said, no problem, Sister Powell, whenever time you're ready, you just have to say, tell you. So that is a grace, my dear, and I just give God thanks and praise for that. So on the other project, my dear beloved sister, we are moving by the grace of God. As you may know, that the Alex Nation, that project, the Williams are living in there, despite it is not completed, but they are comfortably living in there. And they said, to say, tell everyone, thank you all to allow them to be in their new home, and they are very happy about it. And also the tree project, tree, it is moving, it is going, moving by the grace of God. And I give God thanks and praise for all the wonderful helpers who really come faithfully and helping. And tomorrow is Sabbath, but we will be going to the Dougie, my friend and neighbor, funeral tomorrow. So asking for prayer for that. And also, my dear, lift up the evangelism that is going on. We had a testimony of a young lady who last week Sabbath, the church went out giving distribution of food. And this young lady, she came Wednesday, and her testimony was powerful, my dear beloved. She said she was inside. She got the message that the Lord had shown her in a dream, S-A-B, you know, in a dream, that's where you used to go. And it's a puzzle, S-A-B, she got it, and she doesn't know, remember what is that. So after she got that puzzle, she prayed to the Lord and asked the Lord, what is this? And the Lord told us about the Sabbath, that's where you're supposed to be. So the youth department went out giving distribution with trucks and giving the great controversy and also some food package. My dear beloved, that woman said when she got that package and she opened the package, she started to cry, tears running down the eye. And the little boy who gave her the package said, why are you crying? And the little boy said, because Jesus loves you, that's why you cry. And she said, yes. And she went around, and when she looked into the package, she saw the soap that she was praying for the whole day, that she needed some soap to wash clothes. She didn't have it. She saw the other meal and food that she did not have, and she was just giving praise. So her testimony is that, you know, God showed her the Sabbath. God provided and make a way for her when she needed it. And, you know, we just pray with her. And we have a good devotion with the group. So Wednesday, so she is saying that she accepts the Lord because the Lord has pointed out the Sabbath to her and she wants to be faithful. So we ask you to pray for that young lady so that she be visiting the church now and again. And we just pray that God will pour out your blessing. Continue to pray for me, Sister Carla. God is so good. And he is great. He is so worthy to be praised. And I thank you all for praying and also supporting. And I know without you and without the prayer, you know, I know it couldn't happen. I would have that extra strength and, you know, and the encouragement and to know that, you know, God is always with us. He promised he will never leave us, nor he will never forsake us. He will. We just have to be faithful. So thank you again, my dear beloved. Continue to pray for Sister Powell as I pray for my family. And I just want to let you know, remember the project coming, the Louisiana project. Let us continue to lift it up in prayer so that it will be, you know, it will be successful and soul will come to know Christ. Thank you again, Sister Carla, for opening my life. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Amen. If you're not too busy, I'll come back to you for prayer, Sister Powell. But praise the Lord. Thank you for the wonderful testimony. God is good. He is good, and he's worthy. Amen. He's worthy to be praised. And there's so much is going on. If we can hear all the praises of people that's coming to the Lord and how the Lord is answering their prayers, we would be jumping up for joy and just thanking the Lord. So may we continue to do our part. May we continue to plant seed, or maybe we are watering the seeds that's been planted, and we're helping a person in a way that we know not of, and answering their prayer, and God using us to answer their prayer through our prayer, our donation, our love, and just telling them, you know, Jesus loves you, or a hug, or whatever it is, you know, just a short testimony. To I work with the youth through my job, and you know, they have issues, want to run away. Just this week, it was this one girl, you know, went to been in the mental hospital and kind of suicidal, and the mind is so messed up. And I prayed for her. She had went to court, and the case, I guess, you know, she would have to go to a group home. The mom is in jail, just upside down. You know, the family is just chaotic, and, you know, she was, I think, trying to cut her wrist, and just, you know, afflicting herself because of whatever trauma and prayer and pain. And I prayed for her, and I tell her, you know, hold on, Jesus loves you, and don't give up. You know, you have a bright future and whatever, encouraging her with the word of God, and telling her that she's the apple of the Lord's eye. And, you know, there was listening to some music, and I changed it to a gospel song. And she told me when she was younger, she went to church and stuff, and she liked to sing. And then she put on some other gospel songs she liked, and I was just thanking the Lord. And I saw her the other day, and, you know, I bought her some clothes and some, you know, some little thing. And then a couple hours later, she was placed in a home, you know, I guess a nicer group home, you know, because this one was just like a area they come for a while and until they get placement. And I just thank the Lord, and I just thank the Lord and pray for her, and, you know, made her smoothie, cook her breakfast that morning before she left. And there's a lot of people hurting, the youth, you know. So we all have to reach people that I might not be able to reach. Sister Powell is reaching people, and, you know, Sister Leola, Sister Stephanie, Sister Brenda, each and every one, Sister Katie, Sister Timiko, and all the elders, you know, also are reaching people in their spirit and in their family. So praise the Lord. So I'll go to the next caller again. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. 272-770. Your line is now open.
Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line. It's the caller. Happy Sabbath. God bless you. Such a joy to be on the prayer line this evening, this beautiful Sabbath evening. And I just want to give the Lord praise and honor and glory. He's so worthy to be praised. It says in the word that we should taste and see that the Lord is good. And I just want to thank him for bringing me through another week, for guiding and keeping and protecting us, for watch out going in and going out. He's been with us the whole time, giving us safe travel and mercies. He's an awesome God. And I just want to give him all the praise and honor. And I thank him so much for this precious day, because without God, we would be able to do absolutely nothing. And I do have a scripture I'd like to read in the book of Psalms, 150 verses 1 through 6. Amen. And it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the tremble and the dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Amen. So I just wanted to share that scripture with all my beloved brothers and sisters on the prayer line. And I do have prayer requests. I would like to lift up everyone on the prayer line this evening, or all my brothers and sisters tonight on the Event Life prayer line, praying for Sister Powell and her family, and praying for her ministry as well in Jamaica, and praying for Sister Stephanie, healing for her, praying for you too, Sister Caller, as well, and your family. Also praying for Brother Rick and Brother O'Neill, praying for each and every one tonight on the prayer line, Sister Leola, Sister Brenda, and her family members. So I just wanted to lift up everyone, Brother Eli and his mom. And I thank you so much for opening my line. Have a blessed and happy Sabbath. God bless you and love you all. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Tamika, for coming on and sharing. May the Lord continue to bless you and use you mightily, my sister. And may we all continue to give God glory, praise, and honor, because he is truly worthy to be praised. There's nothing above our God. He's the creator. He speaks things into being, and he's the same God, and he's able to speak things into being. He's able to heal us like he healed Sister Stephanie, and he's able to take care of us, our needs, amen, according to his riches and glory, which is in Christ Jesus. So I have another caller again. Happy Sabbath. Thank you for joining us. This is the last call before we, Sister Powell will give us a word of prayer. So 857-505, your line is open.
Hello, Sister Carla. Hello, my beloved brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath, my brothers and sisters. Today's the day that the Lord has made. Oh, let us rejoice and be glad in it, my brothers and sisters. Today's the day that the Lord has made. Oh, let us rejoice and be glad in it, because Sister Carla, oh, hallelujah. I like to praise God because God is good. He's a marvelous God. He's the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Sister Carla, I would like to lift up a prayer request. I like to lift up my mother in prayer. I like to lift up my mom in prayer. My mom needs a lot of prayer. Sister Carla, I would like to lift up Sister Tammy go in prayer. I would like to lift up Sister Tamiko's husband in prayer, Brother Tony. Please lift up Brother Tony in prayer that the Lord will make him to be a Seventh-day Adventist. I'm praying for Brother Tony that the Lord will baptize him under water in the mighty name of Jesus. And I'm praying for Sister Tamiko's daughter too, Sister Carla, Sister Keisha. I'm praying for her that the Lord will baptize her too in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. And I'm praying, yes, Sister Carla, for Brother Javel, please. Listen, Brother Javel, in prayer, Sister Carla, because Sister Carla, you know what Brother Javel say about the prayer line? He say that he doesn't like the prayer line. So please listen for Brother Javel in prayer, because he needs a lot. He needs a lot of prayer, Sister Carla. And again, Sister Powell, lift him up in prayer. Amen.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you, Brother Eli. Sometimes, you know, the enemy speaks through our friends and family, and we just have to pray for them and, you know, just, you know, and not, you know, sympathize with them because they don't know what they're doing and they're talking negative talk, and we shouldn't, you know, too much repeat it and, you know, not let it affect us and ask God to help them. So thank you, Brother Eli. We will, Sister Powell will go down in prayer for us. So did I miss anyone? Is there anyone else who would like to ask for a prayer request before Sister Powell open us with prayer? Is there anyone who would like to ask for a prayer request? Please press 1 so that I can open your line. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Thank you for joining us. Okay. Amen. I believe this is Sister Katie. 804-238. Your line is open. Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Yes, I would. I'm asking for a prayer request for those that around the world who doesn't know Christ, that they will all get a chance to know him. And I'm also asking for a prayer request for my son and myself for a closer walk with God, that we will be ready when he comes.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Katie, for coming on and you know, asking for that prayer request. We know there's nothing too small or too hard for the Lord once we, you know, go down and, you know, with our petition and our prayer, God will answer them accordingly. So thank you for joining us, my sister, and thank you for presenting your prayer request. I believe Sister Leola has a prayer request that she would like Sister Powell to pray for, so I'm going to open her line again. Go ahead, my sister.
Amen. I would like a prayer request for a gentleman I met in the bank today. I shared some the word with him, and also I shared like three of these Sunday Law books with a couple of guys, and I told him, I said, just please read and search these books, and so you can be prepared for the times to come. So I'm just asking for prayers for all the literature. You know, it's so much literature, and it's so much we share to the world or to other people, family members. Please lift them up in prayer and keep Jarvis in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola. Okay, so I believe that's all the prayer requests. So I will turn it over to Sister Powell for her to give, list those prayer requests up and each and every one of us in general. Amen. Your line is
all
now
right.
Open, Sister Powell. Amen.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Carla. Yes, my dear beloved, this is the time that each one of us have the opportunity as we can summon to our Father which art in heaven. So let us kneel or bow your head, and if you're driving, please keep your eyes on the road. Focus upon Jesus at this time. I will give you a few minutes, my dear beloved, so that you can present a little, whisper a little prayer to the Lord on behalf of each and every one of us. Father in heaven, we just want to thank you this blessed Sabbath day that your children can come before your throne and acknowledge that you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Creator of heaven and earth, and the Father of the universe. We come, Lord, not because of any good things that we have done, because during the past weeks and days, our goodness is like filthy rag. But we come before you because we have a dear, loving, kind Father who can take this filthy rag and make it as white as snow. We want to thank you, dear Father, for your sin that you have told us, dear Father, our sin may be like, but you can make it as white as snow. In your words, you told us if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us and to throw it in the deepest part of the ocean so that we will not remember them no more. So we thank you. We also thank you for the sacrifice that you shed your blood for your sons and your daughter in Advent light. And now, Lord, as we come before you this blessed Sabbath day, we just say thank you, Daddy, to love us and to take your arms and embrace us, Lord, and to comfort us, dear Lord, while we go through all the crucibles that have come upon us each moment of the day. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this family, Advent family, brothers and sisters. As we come, Lord Jesus, to give you the praise that due to you in reading your words, singing your songs, testify of your goodness and the miracles that you have worked in our life. Lord, healing the sickness, Lord, that the enemy threw upon your children, then we can trust and depend upon you. So we just want to say this moment, we thank you. Hear our cry, Lord, and answer our plea. We lift up our moderator today, that tonight, Lord, Sister Carla. Father, you have listened, you heard our request, even with that young girl dear Lord. Our mind is troubled, but we thank you that Sister Carla was here to show her the love and the compassion and the praying on her behalf, Lord, and singing songs, Lord, and to show her and to let her know that Jesus loved her and died for her. And thank you for where she is settled now. So we are asking you to send your angels to guide her and to lead her and to teach her, Lord Jesus, that although her mom is away, put away, dear Father, that she will keep her eyes fixed upon you because you are the deliverer. And you can allow her to get free, dear Lord, so she can testify to others what you have done. Bless Sister Carla, Lord, in her ministry, and keep her, dear Father, as she carry out your duty by sharing your words to all who she come contact with. And as she prayed for them, dear Lord, share your love in every way that she could, dear Lord. We ask you to allow her light to shine and that she will bring glory to you. Father, we lift up Sister Katie. Lord, thank you, Lord, Father, for our dear sister as she joined us, Lord. Humble humility, dear Lord. Oh, kindness in her heart, praying on behalf of all those who over the world, Lord, so that they may hear your word. They may open your Bible, Lord Jesus. They may feed upon your word. They may depend upon you. They may trust you, dear Lord, so that you can draw and lead them, Lord, to righteousness. So as we present those individuals, Lord Jesus, both in the church, in our community, in our neighborhood, dear Father, all over the world at this time, and even those, dear Lord, who are worshiping you, Lord Jesus, in the way that they know, dear Father, we ask you, Lord, to take full control. She's also praying for her son and her grandchildren, them, Lord, and her family member. You know what they need. So we lift them up to you, dear Lord. And you are the God that you said, if we ask, you will grant it unto us. So we leave and continue to pour your blessings upon Sister Katie. We also lift up to you, dear Father, prayer requests, Sister Brenda and Brother John. Lord, the missionary work that they are doing, both, Lord, in teaching the children, grandchildren, and also her son and daughter, dear, in our neighborhood. Father, reading the Bible more, studying your word. Brother John, I've been sharing, Lord, testify of the good things that you have been doing in his life and how you are working in his life, and he become a new creature with joy in his heart. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord, that our brothers and sisters can testify about your goodness and your love. So we also share, Lord Jesus, this testimony, because we know this testimony will show and draw others to you. We also lift up Sister Leola today, Lord. Continue to bless her, the missionary work, Lord, that is planning, organizing, Lord, in Louisiana. And dear Father, you know everything, and the brothers and sisters who she met, dear Lord, even this gentleman, this weaveling, that she placed, Lord, to you, Lord, and also teaching him and telling him about you, dear Lord. So we just hope that that seed was planted. And, dear Lord, we know you will water that seed, and that seed will germinate, dear Father. And, Father, we are looking for flowers, Lord. We are looking for fruits, Lord Jesus. So we leave all what he has learned this day through the Holy Spirit, so that he will go and search the scripture for himself and study your word, Lord. So continue to bless the missionary work, Lord, and the evangelism that is going on, Sister Leola, and all the others, dear Lord. We also lift up Sister Tamiko, Father. Yes, she pray for the prayer line, every brothers and sister, you know everyone, and also her family members, them, Lord. They, by name, Lord, is lot of prayer list, dear Lord. We lift them up for you, Lord, Pastor Juby, Sister Elizabeth in the hospital, Lord. She lift up her son and also her daughter, her husband, her mother-in-law, dear Father, her siblings, her mother. Dear Father, lift up the team, Advent Life team. We lift up him, Lord. Lift up Brother Eli, Lord, and also his mother as we pray for them, Brother Shaq, Jahari, and all Javel, and all those, dear Lord. We lift them up, Lord. You can do all things, dear Father. We only have to present it and be faithful to you and listen to your calling and wait upon you. So we just said, Lord, you know what they need. And, Father, we just leave it in your care. We also lift up Sister Stephanie, dear Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you have done. She went out today. We have not heard what happened, what took place. But I do know you are there to keep and to guide her because you are the great physician. So we leave her to you. Heavenly Father, lift up myself to you today. I want to thank you for your love and your mercy. Thank you for this project that you have been allowing to bloom. And we just ask you, Father, that the light that you have given unto us, share out there to those, dear Father, that they will receive the light, Lord, and not only the meal, but they will receive your word and that they will go and share and testify about your goodness. We lift up Brother O'Neill, Lord. Bless and keep him, his family member, Brother Rick, his family members, Lord, and Ashley. Lord, we lift up Jarvis. We lift them up to you. And now, dear Lord, the Richardson family, we lift up them for you and also the project there, their missionary work in Tennessee. Lord, we also ask you, dear Lord, I give them the strength, Lord, as they will do your will. And also, Father, the Holy Spirit will guide and to lead them, dear Lord, while they do your work. What more could I we ask, Brother Ricardo, Father, Brother Akeem James, Akeem Burt, Lord, Brother Chris Hudson, and all those missionaries, Lord, that is proclaiming your word and your truth and your light out there. We ask you to pour your blessings upon them. Bless the speaker tonight, dear Lord. Allow us, Lord, that we will listen to your word. Keep him and also, Lord, his family member as he present the gospel message, dear Lord. Touch his lips with coal, that the message that will come straight from you in the most holy sanctuary will be a message from you, Lord. Bless us, we pray, in Jesus' loving name. With thanksgiving, amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell. Sister Stephanie did share the good news that she is well. She went back to school today, not 100%, but she was just giving God thanks and praise. So all is well. Praise the Lord. Thank you again for the prayer.
Amen.
Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. I forgot Brother Ricardo had something planned, but we do have a special message and you know, to listen to, and it's the title is Help from Randy Skeet, Hatred for Sin. So please get your Bible notepad, and Pastor Randy Skeet, Evangelist Randy Skeet, is a powerful speaker, so please be prepared to listen. And
let's bow our heads, dear God. I have little time to deliver this message, but it doesn't take you a long time to bless your people. Speak through me, dear God. In Jesus' name I pray. God's people say, amen and amen. Genesis 5, reading from verse 3. Do you have that? Read with me. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness after his own image and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Adam were 930 years, and he died. How long did Adam live? 930 years. Verse 6. And Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos. And Seth lived, after he begat Enos, 807 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. Adam lived how long? Seth lived how long? Let's go to verse 9. And Enos lived 90 years and begat Cainan. And Enos lived, after he begat Cainan, 815 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. Now we can go from Adam to Noah, the 10 patriarchs before the flood. Of course, Noah crossed on both sides. If you total the life, if you average the lifespans, you arrive at 913 years if you remove Enoch. Because the Bible says of Enoch, and Enoch lived 605 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. So since he never died, we do not include Enoch in our calculation. So we're calculating from Adam to Noah minus Enoch. And the average we receive or we get is 913 years as the average lifespan. Now, that's a long time to live. When I tell people my mother's 96, they can't believe someone can live that long. 96. Listen to what the Bible says about Methuselah. Genesis 5, verse 25. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begat Lamech. When Methuselah had his first child, he was 187. My mother is 96, and some people are just amazed and delighted. God bless her. She's lived a long life. Well, if 96 is a long life, what do you call 969? Are you with me? That's how long Methuselah lived. Nine, and possibly there were others who lived longer whose lives are not recorded in the Bible. Adam to Noah minus Enoch, average lifespan, 913 point something something. Now, there were 10 other patriarchs after the flood. They go from Shem to Abraham. The average for them, 313. Or 316. The longest life being Shem, who lived 600 years. Now, between 913 and 316 lies a gap of almost 600 years. By the way, let me tell you what contributed to that. You won't like it, but I'll tell you. Are you ready? Counsels for the Church, page 228, I believe it's paragraph 2. Here's what Ellen White says that God did to shorten people's lives. And he permitted that long-lived race to eat animal flesh in order to shorten their lives. Well, I'll miss you when I leave. Did you hear what I said? One way God used to shorten people's lives was to allow them to eat dead animals. So you need to understand, one purpose of animal flesh is to shorten your life. I hope from this point on, you look differently at beef and mutton and alligator, whatever people eat. Look at it differently. That thing is designed to kill me. Let me get off that painful subject. Let's get back to the lifespan of those who lived after the flood. 913, 316, almost 600 years of difference. Now, what does that do to the mentality of a person? Follow me closely. Let's look at the life of Abraham. Well, yes, let's go to Genesis 17. We're looking at Abraham's life. Genesis 17, let's read from verse 1. God appears to Abraham in that chapter. Verse 1 says, "And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared unto Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect." Now, God has a long speech with Abraham, or Abram. That's what he was then. In verse 5, he becomes Abraham. Now, in verse 15, "And God said unto Abraham, as for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name thee. And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her. She shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her." That's what God told Abraham. Read verse 17 with me, my King James family. Are you ready? Read verse 17. What does it say? "Then Abraham did what? Fell upon his face," go on, "and laughed, and said in his heart," what? "Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear?" Now Abraham is saying, look, God must be joking. How can I have a child? I'm 100. It is physiologically impossible for my wife to have a child. She is 90. Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? The thinking of mankind had changed in correspondence with the declining length of longevity. Let me say differently. As people lived shorter and shorter lives, the thinking regarding lifespan changed. It changed so drastically that Abraham laughed at God. When God said, "You'll have a son," he laughed. "I'm 100. I'm looking towards the grave. Sarah is 90. Her days of productivity are past." It could not register on the mind of the father of the faithful that he could have a son at 100. Now, Moses wrote the book of Genesis. Listen to Moses writing about the death of Abraham. Genesis 25, verses 7 and 8. Genesis 25, 7 and 8. Find it quickly. Are you there? The Bible says, "Now these are the days of the years of Abraham's life which he lived, 135 years." How long is that? 175. Not bad. "Then Abraham gave up the ghost and died," read on now, "in a good old age." Keep reading. "An old man and full of years." Let me go back to Methuselah. Abraham died at 175. Methuselah had his first child at 187. Moses records Abraham's life as a long life, because Moses' mind was attuned to the fact that lives were much, much shorter. Let's leave Moses for a while. Let's go a few hundred years later. Let's go to David. Listen to David. The years of our lives are 70. How many is that? 70. "And if by reason of strength there be 80. How many is that? 80. For Moses, Abraham's life was a long life. Not for David. For David, a long life was 70. Let me slow down. Listen to me carefully. The thinking had changed, even for godly men. Abraham could not imagine that at 100 he would have a child. Why am I saying all of this? In connection with the call I made earlier. This world has been in sin for how long? 6,000 years. We have been in sin so long. As Abraham laughed at God, when God mentioned the possibility of a child at 100, Christians today laugh at the thought of conquering sin completely in their lives. It makes no sense to them. Everyone is stealing. Everyone is sleeping with everybody else. Everyone is engaged in immoral behavior. It is impossible to live a victorious life. That's the way people reason today. And it is hard to find a believer who truly believes that it is possible to conquer sin completely in the life, because the world has been in sin so long. It makes no sense. Even though God said you can. And so the same way Abraham laughed at God when God spoke his word that cannot lie, there are believers who laugh at God when his ministers say you can conquer sin. Because we've been accustomed to sin for so long. There's a statement Ellen White makes, I think it's Christ Triumphant, page 22, paragraph 3, where she writes, as Adam witnessed the first signs of decay in the falling leaf and the drooping flower, he mourned more deeply than men now mourn over their dead. Let me modernize that. When Adam saw the first leaf fall, he cried as if he were at a funeral. A leaf. If someone saw me crying over a leaf today, where's Dr. Jones? You would recommend me to have a visit from the doctor. Something. Why? Because we have come so far, we are no longer bothered by a falling leaf. I'm from the state of Michigan. People fly from all over the country to spend a few days in Michigan and Maine and New England to watch the leaves turn and fall. It is celebrated. When Adam saw the first leaf, he cried, and he cried. Our minds have been conditioned by sin to such a degree that what made Adam cry causes us to celebrate. My brothers and sisters, the Bible requires us to conquer sin. If you say sin cannot be conquered, you are criticizing the power of Calvary. And you are saying the sacrifice of Christ was not enough. Let me ask you to reason with me. This belief of you can conquer most sin, but you have to sin once in a while, that is catastrophic. Listen to me carefully. How many sins did Adam commit before God threw him out of the garden? One. Did God put him out of the garden? Yes or no? Yes. What does that tell you about what God expects? Come on, reason with me. If God threw Adam out for one sin, what kind of life does God require? A sinless life. Now, if God put Adam out for one sin, can he let me into heaven with one sin? My brothers and sisters, listen to the very first promise of the Bible. The very first. And there are thousands of promises in the Bible. Go to Genesis 3, verse 15. You ought to know it without looking. But you're still looking. Genesis 3:15. Are you there? Read it with me. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Now listen to the words again. This time we shall read that verse how? Microscopically. And I, who is I? God, be more specific. Christ. You see, the moment Adam sinned, the Father no longer communicated with man. All communication were turned over to Christ. Let me say it again. The instant Adam sinned, the Father ceased all communication with mankind, turned it over to Christ and to angels. This is Christ, yes, speaking for the Father, but Christ. I will put enmity between thee and the woman. Now, why does Jesus say, I will put enmity? What is enmity? What's enmity? Hatred. Jesus says, I will put hatred between you and the woman, meaning the devil and the woman. Now, God says he will put the hatred because no sinner naturally hates sin. Let me put it more embarrassingly. The mind of a sinner and the mind of Satan are the same. The only difference is in degree of wickedness. Satan has more power to be wicked than I am. But the mind of a sinner and the mind of Satan are the same. Only the power of God can cause someone born with the carnal nature to hate sin. Because to hate sin, one needs power from without. And that's the power of God. God does for us what we cannot do for ourselves. No sinner by himself, by herself, can hate sin. On the contrary, we love sin. It is natural to us. That's the way we're born. Every person is born. Let's say this is upright. This is an upright, okay, vertical line. This is righteousness. This is sin, all right? Sin to the right, righteousness to the left. We're born leaning to the right. Sin. That's the way we're born. I didn't say we're born sinning. I said we're born preferring sin. Let me say it again. We are born with a preference for sin. The only power that can change that preference is the power of God. And so Jesus said, way back in Genesis 3:15, I will put enmity between thee and the woman. I will cause you to hate sin. Now, why does he have to do that? Here's how we're born. Romans 8, verse 7, don't go there, just listen. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. Now, we've found the word enmity twice. In Genesis 3:15, we have enmity. In Romans 8:7, we have enmity. In Genesis 3:15, Jesus says, I will cause you to hate the things of Satan. In Romans 8:7, we're born hating the things of God. I'll say it again. In Romans 8:7, we are born hating the things of God. Not just God. Yes, God too. But the things of God. That began back in the garden when Adam sinned. Now, the hatred was not fully formed, but it began. And Jesus said, I want to redirect your enmity, not against me, but against Satan. I will put enmity between thee and the woman. My young brother, you can hate watching pornography. Ask God to give you hatred. Of course, you've also got to do your part and avoid the circumstances that make it easy for you to do it. Young ladies, you can hate whatever else you do. It's a promise from God. You can hate the things you now like. I can hate the sins I find attractive. It is God's first promise of the Bible. Not a promise to give you money. Not a promise to bless your business. Not a promise to open the womb of the woman who's been trying to have a child. The very first promise is a promise to hate sin. Surely it must be God's desire that we claim that promise above every other. Lord, give me hatred for sin. Give me hatred for chewing betel nut. Give me hatred for drug addiction. Give me hatred for whatever it is that ruins my life. Give me hatred for sin. And as I made the call earlier tonight, give me hatred for that thing that I confess tonight and renew that hatred every day. My brothers and my sisters, God has one problem in the entire universe. What's that problem? It has three letters, begins with an S, Last letter's an N. How many clues do you need? Sin. There's one solution, the life of Christ. There is no weakness you and I have tonight, not one, that cannot be broken by the power of Christ. Let me say it again. There is no weakness you or I have that cannot be broken by the power of Christ. The devil, what time is it? 5 to 8. May I go to 8:15? Say yes. All right. Sometimes you have to tell people what to say or they may tell you the wrong thing. The power to overcome is available through Christ. Let me tell you about the devil. The devil is the second most powerful being in the universe. Only Christ or God is more powerful than Satan. Not even Gabriel, the highest angel, is as powerful as Satan. The power of Satan is the power of sin. Listen to me again. Next to God, the most powerful being in the universe is Satan. When you wrestle with sin, or I wrestle with sin, we are wrestling with the power that is exceeded only by the power of God. Bible Commentary, Volume 5, page 1083, paragraph 1. The servant of the Lord writes, bear in mind that it is none but God that can hold an argument with Satan. Not Gabriel or any other high angel. Only God can win an argument with Satan. And so when Christ came to the earth, his father warned him. Christ triumphant, page 190, paragraph 4. Christ had been warned not to enter into argument with Satan. Can you imagine? The Father warned Christ when he came to this earth, do not get into arguments with Satan. Because in your humanity, you cannot win. The only power that can conquer Satan is the power of God. Why am I stressing this? Because the power of sin is the power of Satan. That's why an angel couldn't die for us, no matter how high he was. It took someone equal with God himself to pay the price to conquer this force called sin. And so tonight, as you've listened to the words, those of you who made commitments earlier to stop that thing, I want you to understand the power available to you is the very power of God. Listen to these words in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead? Paul is saying the power God gives to us is the very power that brought Jesus Christ from the grave. Now that is power. What an amazing promise. Now when Christ came from the grave, he did not come from the death that Lazarus suffered before Jesus raised him, or the death that Eutychus suffered before Paul raised him. No, this was the death that's the punishment for sin, the second death. What power brought him back from that? That's the power that God gives to us to conquer sin, which means there is no excuse in the eyes of God for not conquering sin. Now, am I saying you conquer it overnight? No, but the desire to conquer must be in the heart 100%. I want to stop smoking. Even that desire comes from God. Steps of Christ, page 26, paragraph 3. Christ is the source of every right impulse. A desire to do right comes from Jesus. Even if an atheist has a desire to do what's right, that came from Jesus. Because the carnal nature has no impulses to do what's right. And so you ask God, give me a love for what's right. And give me the power to resist sin. Let me say it again. You say to your Father, in the name of Jesus, give me a desire to do what's right. And give me power to conquer sin. Let me say it again. In the presence of a holy God, there is no weakness we have we cannot conquer through total surrender to Christ and constant contact with his power through his word. Somebody say amen. Of course, there are those who love their sin so much, they do not want any victory. Well, the love for that sin will take you one way, and you know where that way is. But Christ died that all of us may have a place with him in his kingdom when he comes. And for every person that is lost, God will have a vacancy in his heart for eternity. Let me say that again. For every person who's lost, there'll be a vacancy in the heart of God, because God has a place in his heart for every single person. Why do I say that? Well, let's consider this. Christ will carry the marks of the crucifixion throughout eternity. He'll have them. The marks of our salvation. And so I say again, the Father will carry a vacancy in his heart for every person who is not saved. Cause a vacancy in the heart of God. Don't let Christ bear the marks of the crucifixion in vain. Don't allow the sacrifice of Christ to be a waste in your life. For Christ's sake, for the sake of the Father, for the sake of all that heaven paid for your salvation and mine, give your life to God so completely that your greatest joy will be the things that please God. And the things that please God are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And what does the Bible call those things? The fruits of the Spirit that express the very character of Christ. My brother and my sister, let me ask you to show God where your thinking is. How many of you will say with me, Father, give me the power one day at a time to live a victorious life. May I see your right hand? One day at a time. Keep your hands up. Just for a few more seconds. Let the angels record your response. This is very serious. Take your hands down and stand. Simple call to follow up. Listen very carefully. When I called earlier tonight, there's something you're doing you need to stop. Many people came. Let me ask now, is there someone who did not come then, but you'll come now? Come. Earlier I made a call. There's something I'm doing I need to stop. Many people came and made that commitment. If you did not come then, but you moved to come now, come, let me pray for you. Come. Even if there's one, come. You did not come when I made the first call. You moved to come now. Come and say, Father, there's something I'm doing I need to stop, and I'm coming now. I didn't come when the call was made the first time. I'm coming now. Come. Let's pray. Something I'm doing, it's wrong. I need to stop. Come. You didn't come the first time. You're coming now. Every man, every woman has the privilege of changing her mind. Change your mind and make the right decision. Come. The call was, there's something I'm doing that is wrong. Father, I need to stop before this thing destroys my life. You did not come the first time. You'll come now. Come. I'll pray. I let you go. Remember what I said earlier. Every time you hear a message, make a decision. Because you may never have the same experience again. You may attend other services. They will never be exactly like this. Someone else. I did not come the first time. I'm coming now. Come. Tell God you want to stop that thing that is ruining your life. Even though it may provide carnal pleasure, it is ruining your life. The devil told Eve, if you disobey, your eyes will be opened. You'll be as gods, knowing good and evil. The devil always produces or presents sin as beneficial. It is not. Sin is suicide. And the blood of Christ is available to deliver us from that suicidal thinking and suicidal behavior, which is called sin. You did not come the first time. Come now and say, Father, there's something I'm doing. I need to stop. Please, dear God, give me the strength. Help me. Because if you don't, I'm lost, which is the truth. Help me, dear God, to stop it. Come. And I pray, and we go home. But go home with a different mindset. You're leaving this place with a mind that desires victory. And victory begins with the desire, because God's judgment begins in the heart, not the action. Christ Object Lessons, page 16, 316, paragraph 2. Every act is judged by the motive. God is looking here, not just the movement of your feet. And once he sees 100% desire to stop, he will give you the power. You may stumble sometimes, yes, get back up and try again. On the way to the cross, Jesus fell, he got up. He fell again, he got up. He tried. Try, and the Lord will bless your effort. Anybody else? There's something I need to stop. The call was made earlier, I didn't move. Oh, I wasn't present. I am moving now. Come. 60 seconds and I pray. Let no one hold you back. Christ died publicly. We need to make decisions for him publicly as far as possible. No one needs to know what it is. You're confessing it's not anybody's business, but yours and God's. Come. 45 seconds. There's something I'm doing. And since this is a young people's revival, sexual immorality is rampant among the youth. If that's what you're confessing, God is delighted. Stop. Before a disease stops you, or some life that you didn't plan for, before something happens and ruins your life, God will still save you if you confess, but your life will be changed. Remember the thief on the cross. He said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. What did Jesus say? Verily I say unto thee today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. But Jesus left him on the cross. Are you listening to me? He saved him, but left him on the cross. And some of us, when we persist in sin, when we confess the very last second, the Lord will save us, but he'll leave us on our crosses. The sooner you stop, the better it is for you and for God. Anybody else? Something I'm doing, I need to stop. Father, I'm making that decision now. Come quickly. Anybody else? Remember, the power to overcome is the word. Take it in every day. Christ Object Lessons, page 100, paragraph 1. If studied and obeyed, the word of God works in the heart, subduing every unholy attribute. Every single one. Jude verse 24, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Anybody else? I need to stop. Come. Come. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Father in heaven, your sons and your daughters have answered the call, their God. I made it earlier. Many of them came. Your spirit has led me to make it again. Others have come. Father, my request is simple. You have said in your word, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish. You are not willing that anyone in PNG, anyone in Port Moresby, to be lost. In other words, you desire to save everyone. But Father, help us to understand you cannot save us in sin. And so, dear God, as your people have come, in the precious name of Jesus, and because you are merciful God, and because you're the one who sent your Son, look with favor upon us, dear God, and give us power to sustain us tonight. Put into our hearts, dear God, a hatred for sin that Jesus had. As the Bible says of him in Hebrews 1:9, thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Give us that same hatred for sin, especially, dear God, the besetting sins. please, Father, if you mean what you say in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, that you will have all men to be saved, if you mean it, then give power to your people, dear God. I speak with respect, Father, but I must confront you with your word. If you mean it, give them some power now, that they may leave this place standing on the strength of your word that cannot lie. The price for our sin or our salvation is too great for you to ignore those who desire victory. Father in heaven, if I have said anything to displease you, forgive me, dear God. Forgive me. Now, Father, I commit this entire congregation into your care. As they leave, the devil will try to create accidents and one tragedy or another. I am asking you in the name of Jesus, take them safely home. Let the words they heard ring in their ears, dear God. Bring us back tomorrow, I pray, to hear your word. I offer this prayer in Jesus' name and for his sake. Let all God's people say, amen and amen.
This media was brought.
Amen, amen. What a powerful short message, brothers and sisters. What a powerful message. And this also go for us. If there's something that we're doing that we need to confess to God and only to him and repent and afflict our soul, may we go and do that, and may we cling to the Lord and ask him to help us. Let us pray again. Kind and loving Father, we thank you for that message, Lord. We know sin is enmity against you, Lord, because we cannot please you when we're sinning, Lord. We ask you for the power to overcome sinful thoughts, sinful action, our eating, our dressing, our working habit, whatever it is, Lord, to overcome that and give it up, Lord. Evil some arising, Lord. We want to be holy. We desire to see you, Lord. We don't want to play games, Father. We want to be saved, and we want to be holy as you are holy. We want others to see that you are with us, in us, and this is not a show or a game, but we truly want to be saved, and we want to be with you where you are. Lord, help us, Lord, to hate sin with a perfect hate, and there be no guile found within our mouth. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, from this day forward as we go forward in your strength, Lord. May your will be done in our life, in our family, and that you will get all the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for each and everyone that's listening. May you bless them as they contemplate you on the cross, and what you have done for their sin. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Have a good night, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath. Hope to see you on Sunday evening. Amen. Thank you.